Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has rolled out a new initiative designed to streamline the process of developing and building things here in Chicago. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Gar Hall in the Chicago Cultural Center was packed with business people and others who nodded as City Chief Operating Officer John Robertson said it takes too long to get building permits and such in Chicago at a time when the administration has ambitious plans to revitalize LaSalle Street and commercial corridors elsewhere.
There is tremendous work happening downtown and in our neighborhoods, but all of that means nothing if we have a bureaucratic process that slows things down and inhibits us.
Mayor Johnson says the cut-the-tape plan will speed up things like permit reviews, zoning changes, and environmental approvals.
The cut-the-tape report includes more than 100 recommendations to streamline development processes. And these include making enhancements in communication and accountability across departments.
And there will be a new city director overseeing all of it. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 22-year-old man was slashed in the forehead in the Loop this morning. The victim got into a fight with another man near State and Madison. At some point, the other man allegedly pulled out a sharp object and cut the victim. He was taken to the hospital. The suspect was arrested at the scene. Charges are now pending. A former teacher at Marmion Academy is sentenced to 6 months after pleading guilty to aggravated battery against a former student.
Joseph Charon must complete a sex offender evaluation as part of his guilty plea. The 68-year-old former teacher at the all-boys school in Aurora was also known as Brother Andre and lives in Wisconsin. He's getting credit for 695 days of home confinement. Kane County prosecutors say he made contacts of an insulting and provoking nature with his victim when the boy was a student between 15 and 17 years old. Charon has paid $35,000 in restitution and faces 30 months probation. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Public School student facing three felony charges after allegedly bringing a loaded gun to school. Police say the fully automatic Glock 17C handgun was in the 18-year-old's backpack as he was going through security at Collins Academy High School in Douglas Park. Roger Roach is now being held in jail as he awaits trial after a judge ruled he presents a danger to the community. In Kenosha, residents will have new leadership for the first time in more than 30 years.
Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian is leaving the office he's held on and off for a total of 24 years. The mayor tells CBS 58 he decided to run again in 2016 after serving 16 years in office because the fourth largest city in Wisconsin was losing its young people.
For communities to live and survive and grow, you need to get young people back involved and give them opportunities.
The next mayor, David Bogdala, takes over on April 16th. Mallory Vohrbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, it seems Chicago police are making more traffic stops, and some groups have concerns about who is being pulled over. Joy Imobia works with Impact for Equality and the Freeze to Move Coalition, which has released a report saying the traffic stops by Chicago police grew about 5% last year. And certain Chicagoans are being stopped more than others.
These traffic stops disproportionately impacted black and brown residents and drivers, and they were disproportionately stopped and searched.
Chicago police released a statement to WBBM, which says officers only conduct traffic stops when they have probable cause or have reasonable suspicion of a crime. Well, a large part of Indiana will be in the totality zone, the so-called totality zone, for Monday's big solar eclipse. And police are expecting hundreds of thousands of people to take to the roads.
Sergeant Glenn Fifield with the Indiana State Police says he's hoping that people will stagger their travel time before and after the eclipse for their own sanity.
Speaking of staggering, when this eclipse event is over in the afternoon on Monday, please do not be in any hurry to leave the event that you're at. Stick around, stay at your event, enjoy the event, and wait several hours because we're anticipating a mass exodus all at once. That's what happened out west in 2017, and that's what plugged the interstates for several hours.
I-65 is among interstates that is expected to be clogged with traffic. Fifield has some other advice.
Yeah, don't wear those eclipse glasses while you're driving. The other thing is very important is do not pull over on the side of the interstate to check it out either.
Very dangerous, he says. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The CTA making some promises to riders about train service.
The CTA says that starting Sunday, there will be a new spring rail schedule. The agency says the schedule will have some improvements from the current schedule and will improve even more in the weeks ahead as more rail operators finish their training. The CTA says that between now and this summer, as many as 50 newly trained rail operators will be added to its workforce. There are 67 people currently in training. Riders will be told via social media as the intervals between trains are being changed as more operators start working. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Chicago on the lookout for a woman who used a frying pan to smash several windows on a CTA Red Line train. CPD has released the images. It shows the woman swinging the frying pan and around the train last Thursday at the 87th Street stop. A brief description by police indicates the suspect has bright red hair. Well, a man from downstate Decatur has apparently broken a Guinness World Record. After completing 26,000 squats in 24 hours, Tony Pirineo reached his goal around 5 a.m. this morning. He talked to CBS 3 in Champaign before reaching the mark.
How am I feeling? I wish I could say great, but I got a long time left to go here and getting tired, but got a lot of support here and a lot of energy drinks and carb loading and all that stuff.
Pirineo has been raising money and awareness for an organization that provides resources, housing, and employment opportunities for adults with developmental disabilities.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.